This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday appealed to voters to protect abortion rights by backing candidates who support them in November's elections after a leaked Supreme Court draft showed it could soon overturn its 1973 decision legalizing abortion. Biden said his administration would respond once the Supreme Court formally makes its ruling. A draft Supreme Court decision leaked late on Monday showed a majority of justices prepared to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that protects abortion rights. The court on Tuesday confirmed the authenticity of the leaked document.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
Biden said the ruling could go beyond a woman's right to terminate her pregnancy, mentioning same-sex marriage and other freedoms.
A whole range of rights are in question. A whole range of rights. And the idea we're letting the states make those decisions, localities make those decisions, would be a fundamental shift in what we've done.
The Roe decision recognized the right to personal privacy under the U.S. Constitution protects a woman's ability to terminate her pregnancy. Ukrainian fighters say Russian forces have begun storming a sprawling steel plant in the besieged port city of Mariupol. Tuesday's onslaught came as scores of civilians who had been evacuated from the plant reached safer territory. The UN humanitarian coordinator for Ukraine says 101 women, men, children, and older persons left the Azovstal steelworks. Elsewhere, Russian troops shelled a chemical plant in an eastern city, killing at least 10 people. And explosions were heard in the western city of Lviv, which has been a haven for those fleeing fighting in the east. This is VOA News.